Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Conversations with Dora. I'm your humble host, Dora, and kind of back in a way. I know I've been off for a long while, because for the last few months I've kind of been on a journey. It's not that I'm saying it's not saying much. I was just on some kind of journey. Now, like, I traveled to a place or something. It was more like an emotional journey. I felt as if I abandoned my podcast, but no, I'm back and I'll be releasing episodes once in a while. Yeah, I'm not ending this anytime soon. Anyways, on today's episode, I just want to talk about social life, having a healthy social life. I don't think my social life is healthy. Anyways, let's talk about the journey. The most part of my journey was uncomfortable, and I think it was like self-inflicted, so that I will probably have things to talk about on this podcast. Now, did I force myself to go on this emotional journey? I don't think so. I think it's just the kind of person I am. I'm always on some sort of journey. And the one I've actually been is kind of fun in a way. Because is it possible to go on a fun emotional journey? Yeah, it was. My journey recently was sort of building my social life. Now it's kind of sad because it shows that I did not really have a social life before. But before you feel bad for me, which you should not. Okay, just listen to me. It's kind of unfortunate that hey, Adora is building her social life. What happened to your social life before you start judging me? I didn't have a social life for a really long time because I did not want one. It was as if I had slated it, like written it on my slate that, Adora, you are going to be a mysterious lot and you are not going to have a social life. I don't want to delve into the social. I'm antisocial. I already engraved it in my brain that, Adora, I am antisocial. And that fear, or I don't know if it's a fear, it just limited me. If you've known me for a while, you should know this about me. I'm more or less like I'm on my own. I want to be independent. I want to be an independent woman. Blah, blah, blah. That's what I'm craving. That's what I need to make my life better. When I was much younger, I was very dependent. Not like I was dependent, I was mostly dependent on myself. You think, what was, how can you be dependent on yourself? That means you were not dependent. I was actually not dependent on anybody, not even my family. I had a lot of family relationships. My cousins, when I was still younger, I don't really know much about my cousins right now. I didn't really have friends. Well, let's say I had playmates. Yeah, let's say playmates. I relied on them at a point, probably to distract me from whatever was bothering me. And it caused me a lot of stress because, number one, I find myself in relying in these people and it wasn't so healthy. Like, I was just staying in them so that I wouldn't have the feeling of being alone, even though I love being alone. And then, at a point, I became a yes man. I became a people pleaser because I was afraid of. I was trying to tear into the social life, and I was afraid of damaging any relationship I had. So, I was constantly agreeing to a lot of things. I was in a lot of conflict with myself because I was scared of losing friendships. I was scared of losing relationships. And I was kind of inconveniencing myself for the sake of these things. And it got in the way of my life. So I got to a point where I was like, okay, hey, you need to step back and develop a sense of independence. Reevaluate all your relationship, because it was clear to me that they were not working on any level in my social life. So I had to get to a place where I felt comfortable enough to be alone, that I didn't even want to be in any relationship that was not healthy or positive. I needed to get to a place with myself that allowed me to have quality friendships. And it took a lot of alone time because it was hard to figure it out. Like, why do I tend to be with people who are not for me? Why do I tend to want to be in the midst of people who do not relate to me? I had that feeling in school because in as much as I try not to be alone, I try not to be a loner, I try to be with people who I thought I should be with. And in the long run, it didn't work out. I was not feeling myself in those groups. And there was so much more I had to figure it out. I had to figure out, and honestly, it took me a lot to figure it all out. I'm not done figuring them out, but now I think I have people I can call my friends. But I don't really have a very deep friendship. Even if I don't have a deep friendship, it's probably just one. Majority of my friendships were mostly on a service level, and I went out once in a while. Not once in a while, it was like once in a blue moon. I think that should be the best way to put it. It wasn't frequent. And romantically, my relationship levels, I don't know. I'm not going to talk about that now. But I'm in a relationship with my friend. Not a romantic relationship, please. I am not in any romantic relationship with anybody, and at the moment, I don't feel like being in any currently. So that's out of the question. So I kind of had a good situation during the period of my life, during the point when I was in a romantic relationship, because I was more dependent than less independent. So I was able to be in a romantic relationship, and it was quite okay at the point. But my friendship was on the surface level at that time because I didn't really have it in me to like work on myself or try to find new friendship that probably worked for me. But now I'm at the point where I'm independent. I'm definitely independent, and I've been independent for a while now. But it sort of has ingrained into my being now at this point. You know, I can be alone for a week, 2 weeks, 1 month, and I'm completely fine. I don't need to be in constant contact with anybody or my friends in order to feel fulfilled in life. I think if I don't, I'm going to be in contact with anybody. I am doing it not because I genuinely want to do it. I'm doing it because I don't want the person to feel bad. I don't want to be the kind of person that, hey Adora, you don't check up on me. Hey Adora, I just want you to be fulfilled. But then I still have to ponder on it, because if I am not entirely being fulfilled in my actions, then who am I deceiving? You know, that's not where my fulfillment comes from, and that's just where I am now. I've arrived at this point. But what was interesting was that I found that arriving at this point made me kind of crave friendship. All of a sudden, after a lot of years of not really needing friendships, not really prioritizing friendship in my life, mostly focusing on myself, I have arrived at a place where it's time to make friends again. I have this one friend that always checks up on me. I'm like, girl, I hope you're making friends. I hope you're stepping out of your comfort zone. I'm like, I'm trying. It's not easy. I'm trying. It's quite easy. My subconscious just told me, okay, Adora, it's time. It's time for you to go back into the world. You've done it, you've figured it out. Not yet, but you need to go back into the world and you need to put effort in your social life again because it's time. I've got to the point where being alone as much as I was not 100% recharging me anymore. It was not really helping me grow anymore. It was just making me sad. And that was not the case before. You know, there'll be nights where I'll be like, it would be fun if I had a group of friends, we go out, but it wasn't frequent enough to be an issue. So for the most part, I really did not want a bustling social life. It was just something I was not interested in. Now all of a sudden, it's like part of my list of priorities, and I don't know. I feel like I'm at this new place in life. I'm ready to rebuild my social life in a way that it feels good to me and it feels fulfilling to me. It's been really exciting trying to build what I want to build, and I'm in an interesting place in my life because being 22, or getting to 22, or becoming 22. It's funny. It's really funny. And there's this social infrastructure, you have parties, but when you were in school, you have parties on campus, and you did not go. I didn't really go. I don't know. I don't really know what happens at those parties. I know there are opportunities for friendships, for hanging out. I just did not do that. I think I was just straight to adult mode. Like, I want to be on my own. I want to build my life on my own, blah, blah, blah. The whole situation is complicated. It's not appealing because to me, I felt like it comes with a lot. It comes with a lot of breaking the law. Imagine, okay, there's a curfew in the hostel by 10 and you want to go out. It's not my kind of fun because my mind would be the fact that I am not free here. The fact that I have to get back at a certain time. And when it came to making friends, it was just much more difficult. I saw an article because last year I made a resolve that I was going to attend tech events because I recently ventured into tech, blah, 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 and the rest. So I saw an article that said you go for a tech event, but you won't interact with anybody. And it was so me because tech events are full of people. And to me, it feels like I have like 1,000 eyes staring at me and like wanting to know who I am. And it's so scary that I'd rather not even talk to anybody. Once it's done, I just whatever I want to just. If I met you on the bus or something, I just say hi, hi, and I go my way. And I didn't even know where to meet people other than my peers that were in the same industry as me. And I think that my kind of situation, my circumstances in life have made being social for me a little bit more challenging in the sense that it's not right in front of me. Because when I was much younger, being the first born, and being a girl, obviously, there were lots of restrictions. There were a lot of, you don't do this, you do this. And it made it hard in general. It made it, I don't know, it was really disappointing. But then, when I was going through my phase of independence, it was quite easy because it's not like I have to see friends every day after class because immediately after lectures, I just go to my room and lock the door. To the point that at a particular point, my room was described the most boring room because nobody comes in, nobody goes out except me and my roommates. And I loved it that way. But all of that to say, I've been trying to build up my social life from the scratch because I never really had a super bustling social life anyway. I never really had a huge group of friends. Right from high school, there was always this queen bee and her friends, and I was just the loner at the back of the class. I never really had invite to parties. Obviously, I would never even go for those parties. I was never really social either, and it made me so timid. It was just, to the extent that my mom's boss always reminds me that, Adora, you need to stop being timid, stop being shy. I was more than I was during my alone time, but it was like, it wasn't bustling, it wasn't super fulfilling, it wasn't exciting. Anyway, I kind of felt desperate. Like, my social choices were more desperate for social interaction. I'm being honest here. I know sometimes I'll be like, I just want to be on my own. I don't care about anybody, but it gets to a point where it's overwhelming and it's dangerous, really. It's really dangerous. At the point I was like, the way I approach friendship now is way different than before, because I think it's because I don't feel like I need anyone. I don't feel like I really need anyone, but I want to be around people. I don't feel like I need somebody to be there for me. I need people to, in order to attain a certain level in life, obviously, but I don't know if you understand. I don't need them, but I want to be around them. I want to have friends. I don't need friends. I know that because it allows me to choose who I want to hang out with based on genuine intentions and genuine connections. So I don't just want friends to just flock around me, but I want to have friends. I hang out with people now because if I tell you that my first ever hangout with someone was in at this point in my life, I'm not back there. It's so confusing because now I build friendship with people who are fun to be around, people who care about me, people who create healthy boundaries, people who are just good. Because I have mental space at this point to like pick and choose who is a good match for me. And there's no pressure to build a friendship with someone who I know deep down is not great for me, because I don't have anything to lose now. Because now I'm not so afraid of being alone. And it's a relief to kind of approach friendship in this way, because instead of being fearful that I may get caught up in a friendship that is bad for me and end up feeling trapped, I feel like I have full control over my friendship because I don't just want friends to flock around me. I don't need friends, but I want to be around them. So me not needing them means that I'm able to scrutinize the people I want in my life. And I'm not afraid to say no, because I was once a people pleaser and I'm not going back to that life. I'm not afraid to like back away from something that's not working. And so I'm not afraid of getting caught in a bad friendship, because before I used to be a yes man out of fear. I just want to feel belonged. I just want to feel. And I'll end up getting stuck in this friendship that I did not want to be in. I didn't feel like I had to be in just because I didn't want to be alone. And this explains what drove me to needing this phase of independence. I think I was exhausted by all the weird nonsense relationships I had. I got to a point where I was like, I can't keep building this kind of friendship because I don't know how to reject someone. I don't know how to say no to someone. And this boils down to my romantic life. I'm not gonna lie, because sometimes I feel like I don't want to piss you off. I don't want to mess with your ego. I don't want you to feel bad. So I'm just going to play along, like, hey, I love you. But deep down, we both know. You may not know, but I know. Deep down, I just don't want you to feel sad. And so I don't know how to reject someone. I don't know how to put my foot down and back away, you know? So I got to a point where I was like, I need to figure out how to be alone so that I have the strength not to participate in relationships that are not working for me because of desperate measures. And desperate measures to not be alone in desperate measures to people, to please people. I don't want to be so desperate and cause conflict to myself. And it's funny because now I kind of have all this mental energy to dictate the positive relationships I want, because I don't want to waste all my energy entertaining relationships that are not for me. And now I'm still building that energy, but I kind of had this energy to build up things that are going to work for me and to look around for new ones. Like now I have the sense that if this is not working for me, I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to feel bad that this is not working for me and keep being stuck in a shitty relationship. I've kind of figured out what my boundaries need to be. I had a friend. If I'm going to talk about my romantic life, it has been so shitty, I'm not going to lie. I think I just wanted to be with people because I feel alone. I just want somebody to be with me and not because I genuinely crave for this. I don't know how to put it. I feel like I don't genuinely crave them, but I just want to have the feeling. And that's not how it's supposed to be, because I think I will not get to know this person very well. I just want to, oh, so if it's like, oh, okay, how to do that. I think as you grow older, you learn. And you know, I still need a lot of alone time. I still need to get my work done. I still need to prioritize my schedule. And these were the things I would neglect in relationships. I would neglect that. And friendship was number one priority. But now I'm at a place where I feel comfortable setting boundaries that allow me to get the best of both worlds, you know. I get my time alone, I get my time to work, to get stuff done, and then I can actually dedicate time to be social, to hang out with friends, to do all the stuff, you know. And yeah, I save that for the weekends, not all weekend, because my line of work does not give me free weekends, but some weekends, yeah, because I work most of the week. And I just have, let's say weekends start Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Let's say I just have like Friday or Saturday as my weekend. And instead of, you know, saying yes to every invite I get from friends, I'm at a place where I'm like, listen, on the weekend, let's do this. I want to do this. I want to do that. I don't care. And that's how I've kind of like structured my schedule in a way that it allows me to get everything done that I want to get done and also have time for my social life. And the few friends I have, they totally get that. Like, don't care, understand it. They're like, okay, great. You know what I mean? And the people I'm surrounding myself with now, without even thinking twice, they respect that boundary. You know, sometimes I need my space. It's not like I don't love you anymore or I don't want you to be in my life. Like, I just need my space. That's what my boundaries look like. Boundaries are different for everyone. And I'm comfortable setting these boundaries for myself. Like, I have no fear in setting these boundaries because I'm not afraid of my friends saying, hey, you don't want to hang out with me anymore. You don't want to talk to me anymore. I'm not going to say the F word, but if you're going to start thinking that we're not going to talk again, I'm not afraid of that, because if it happens, then that's not a good friend, because you don't understand me and I don't want you to be in my life anymore. But now I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of it actually. There are a lot of social categories, you know. There's your romantic relationships, there are friends you go do activities with, there are friends you go out at night with, there are friends at your workplace. There are so many categories. I saw something and I want to share it with you. So what I saw and I wanted to share, I love how every friendship has its own little space. Like in some friendships, there is space that's enough to share your Netflix passwords, but there's not enough room to share your feelings. And in some, there's space that you clear up when you know they are visiting, like you clear up everywhere, you make sure everywhere is clean. And there's a similar space with those you're comfortable telling that, hey, I just cleaned up my room. In some, there is space that is filled with jokes, loud laughter, but for some, the space is big enough to only accommodate a group. No matter the size, phase or the kind of space you have in a friendship, with time you realize that you need to visit all these spaces in your life to know what home means to you. And some places you like, you keep visiting, like spaces where you feel more like yourself, places you only tell stories about, like a memorable trip you once did and you will not have again, or some spaces you stay away from, and yet you feel this tiny familiarity in whenever you go back for a short stay. And I'm kind of loving it for myself because I think I'm in that space. Every one of my friendship has a category. Like there are so many categories. It's never been like a weekend thing, like okay, on the weekends we go out until now, and now it's like something I'm loving it. Prior to now, there are a lot of things holding me back from some. So prior to now, there were a lot of things holding me back from really enjoying going out with friends, like going to parties, this kind of environment, bars, clubs, etc. They were not for me. I'm not gonna lie. I hated every party I went. It's not like I went to a lot of parties. I think the reason I hated them was because I wasn't hanging out with the right people, and I wasn't going to the right parties that were for me that I wanted. I once went to a beach party, and that was the worst beach party I've ever went to, because I came back and I was so annoyed with myself for going, in as much as I did not really pay for that party, but I was super annoyed. So naturally I was like, this sucks, because it wasn't people that, maybe I clicked with very well. And I also did not really have friends to go out with. I did not really have people to go out with this sort of events. I had friends, but they had friends of friends, and I don't vibe with their friends of friends. So that's why I said I did not really have friends to go out with. I always sort of felt like going out at 9 to me was like a waste of time. It was like, this is such a waste of time. It's so much better. I can just go to bed, watch a movie, wake up, feel refreshed. I never really got anything out of it. And in as much as I'm trying to rebuild my social life, I've been thinking of the way I do of this aspect of going out. It's nice if you find friends that make it fun to you, make it fun for you. Like when you have friends that make anything fun, like they make anything fun. I actually envy those people that have this kind of friendship. Not in a bad way, but I love it for them and I wish it for myself. But even if it doesn't come, I'm fine with the ones I have. Like with my friends, I feel like we could actually go to the middle of nowhere and it can be fun. It sounds like fun. It sounds like fun. It can be dangerous, but it sounds like fun. But then I'm doing it with the right kind of people. You get my point. Like finding a friend group that it's able to have fun, no matter where you all are, that's the first step to enjoying your social life. And if you're not somebody who enjoys it naturally like me, because no matter what happens, you're going to have a good time. Even if you go somewhere and it's so empty and it's just you guys, even if the party you go to is so shitty, but if you are with your group of friends, you can't go wrong. And that's the first thing I've learned. The second thing I've learned is that you can't go in with any expectations. So, when I started going to these parties, when I became got invites with the wrong friends, I guess, I went in with so much expectation. Like, I was single. I'm still single, obviously. And I would be like, oh, I want to meet somebody. I want to meet this person. And when I don't find that, I will be like, this is a failure. And I'll be so annoyed and pissed off. And I'll go expecting the party to be like this nice movie where everyone is dancing, everyone is smiling. It's so fun. But the truth is that you're not going to that. Parties are not really fun. For the most part, they are not to me. I still stand by that belief. But what's changed for me is that I don't really have to expect it to be fun. I should just go in with no expectation. And I think that's how we should view life. Because when you constantly have the fact, oh, I'm expecting this, you may be disappointed. For the most part, it may not be that fun, but it's something you're doing with your friends that's entertaining. It's kind of like an adventure, but you're going with no expectation. So it makes it much more enjoyable. Good people, no expectations, you're doing great. No. When it comes to this whole parties, drinking, drugs, I don't do drugs. And that's kind of out of the question for me. But if you don't believe me, actually, you know what? Some people think I'm a drug addict because I have. You know, at a point, people thought I was a drug addict. Now, when I mean drug addict, I don't mean cocaine. Okay, they thought it was cocaine and some painkillers, drug addict. I got remarks all the time, like, yeah, because why would you have dark circles under your eyes? Why would you look so pale? You're definitely on drugs, which is rude, but it's fine because I'm not on drugs, not even marijuana. Okay, so don't try me with that. Okay, I sleep when I want to sleep. I can sleep 6 hours, 4 hours, 8 hours. I'm not on drugs. And the time when I was on drugs, it was more like prescribed drugs. So I legit took drugs every day, and some people kind of like judging me, like, it's probably you're an addict. It was really bad, actually. I don't want to go into that phase, but it was truly bad. Now, not that we should judge people who are on drugs, because we should not, and I don't think we should actually judge people. That's not what I'm saying. But people taking my appearance and saying that she's on drugs, that's rude. So anyway, it's okay. I don't take it personal, but what I was trying to say is that I don't participate in drugs. I don't. But I've actually tried alcohol. It wasn't at a party, obviously, because I am too careful to do that sort of thing outside. It was in an intimate situation with my friend. And so, I go through phases where I kind of have a tough time. Like, I'm an anxious person, I'm a depressed person by nature, but I never go close to alcohol. I feel like even if I go to, if I eventually go close to alcohol, I'll become super depressed. And that sucks. That's hard for me. So personally, if at all I'm going out, I don't drink. It's just a motivation for me. See, motivation, that's not the right word. It's just who I am. Yeah. I think I'm the sober friend that you go out with. I'm the sober friend, actually. You know, I've been working on being at a place where I can go out and I don't have to drink, and I can just be social as if I probably drank. And for the first few times I found myself in positions like that, it was really uncomfortable. I was nervous, but I kept pushing through it. And it was kind of nice. Now, I'm not saying that I won't have an evening where I totally go off and likely get drunk, because I've never gotten drunk before, and I won't try that because it's not appealing to me. It's not what I know what my body wants, and I know what I'm going to get. So, it's not for me. It doesn't make me feel less of a human, you know? We all have our ideas of what a healthy social interactions look like based on our years of experience, based on what our friends peer pressure us to do. But you have to actually mold it to fit you. And that's what I've done. I'm not trying to go to the the coolest party or the coolest hangout spot. I'm just trying to meet new people. I'm trying to laugh. I'm trying to giggle. Probably have a borderline boring time in some respect, but to be with good people that I love and to make the most of the experience. I'm not trying to go out and be the wildest one at the party. What makes me feel best is being sober. Like, being sober, knowing that I have control of my surroundings, that's the best for me. And so that's how I'm doing it. I mean, it may not look cool, it may not sound cool, but it's working for me and I love it. And I'm at a place where my social life is helping me recharge. I'm grateful for the kind of work I'm doing. I got to meet lovely people that I can actually call my good friends. That I think for me currently, my work is like my happy place. I'm not saying my home is evil or it's, but I'm already used to the faces at home, my mom, my dad, my brother. But at work, I get to meet people that I've not met in a long while. I get to find new things about them, so it's fun. And it has actually helped me a lot. It's something I did not really give attention to until recently, and it has been helpful for me. I took a personality quiz once and it said I am, I think INFJ, INFJ. So I'm fully introverted. Introverted means that it drains your energy to be social, but I am trying to bring out a little bit of an extroverted soul of mine. So, I don't know. For the past few years, for most of my years, I've been introverted, you know, and that worked for me. Being alone gave me energy. But I'm at a place where it seems like I'm getting a bit extroverted. Being social kind of gave me the energy, you know. You have to honor what your brain and body is telling you. We can actually convince ourselves that we're introverts, but we need to be alone all the time. Or we are extroverts, but we need to be social all the time. When the truth is that we can actually be both. Like, we are all introverted sometimes and extroverted some other times. You just have to honor whatever you're feeling that day. You might wake up one day and feel introverted. Great honor you got. You can actually wake up another day and feel extroverted. That's nice. It's all about following your instinct. And it's going to change sometimes. It's going to evolve sometimes. And that's okay. There is no wrong or right way to be social. You just have to cater to what you're feeling in the moment. And you have to figure out what's going to allow you to recharge, to grow, to feel fulfilled. And that's it. It may likely change on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis, on a daily basis, but there is no right or wrong way to be social. Like, without the noise of what other people want to do, what society wants you to do, just figure it out. And my final 2 cents is that there's nothing wrong with having your social life at the top of your priorities. I think society tends to prioritize productivity, your work, over your well-being, your social life, and it's okay to go through phases where your priority is work and career. But if your priority is also social life, that's fine. I mean, the goal is to do everything responsibly. Drink responsibly, work responsibly, dress responsibly, be social responsibly. I don't know, but then there's something like it's a negative stigma around prioritizing your social life. I know I've kind of felt it, like feeling like I don't deserve to be social. I deserve to be alone. I don't deserve to be social if I've not done anything, if I've not got my work done. You know, there's a fine line between being negligent, right? Like not knowing what you got to do and being social instead versus being burnout, exhausted, you know, what would really help me? Hanging out with my friends, the few friends I have, that's a fine line. It can get complicated, but there's nothing wrong with leaning into your social life and putting it at your priorities. My top priorities are not necessarily my social life, but it's part of my priorities right now. Getting my work done, having my alone time. And my priorities are like having my alone time, getting my work done, being social. Doesn't mean that my alone time is getting less attention. No. But I don't really need it like 100%. It's just going to work fine for me. So your priorities are obviously going to shift in life. Your desires are going to shift in life. The things that work for you are constantly going to change. And that's okay. In this particular point, you just have to go with the flow. But don't go with the flow in your serious relationships. Yeah, and that's all I have for today. That's all I have to say for today. Hopefully, there was something of value in there. I just wanted to come out here and make up for all the lost episodes I missed out. And as always, it's been a pleasure. And if you enjoyed it, you can tune in every Saturday for a new episode. Hehe. And yeah, pick up. Just do you. Like, there are lots of options. There you have it. Conversations with Dora, signing out. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a lovely weekend. And if your day was not nice or not interesting, I hope your tomorrow is nice and interesting. I love and appreciate every one of you. And do share the episode. I think it's really nice. I'm proud of myself. But anyways, I'll talk to you later. Stay safe. Bye.